sitting at that typewriter all morning.
So?
It's starting to get on my nerves. I mean, it'd be different if you could type. I just can't stand all that hunting and pausing and pecking.
You think I like sitting here typing up all these letters of recommendation? You're crazy. Especially not for the Wilson girls. I mean, there's no point in them going through rush. They're not even attractive.
If you ask me, all that sorority stuff's a lot of nonsense anyway.
You don't know what it's like to feel that deep, unbreakable bond with 78 of your closest friends.
I felt the bond, Suzanne. I'm just not the kind of person who enjoys standing around in a circle all day singing and holding hands with other women.
You know, I never believed they kicked you out for not wearing a girdle on campus. Now, you can't tell me it wasn't personal. Betty Purvis was president then, and she never got over that remark you made about her.
What remark?
When you said she looked like she was weaned on a pickle.
Well, y'all see what I just thought. But before I show you, I just want to go on record as saying I am sick and tired of man-crazy women. You know, all women talk about on TV, that's all you read about in women's magazines, about the man shortage, you know? How to get one, how to keep one. And I, for one, just want to say that I believe there is more to life than men. However, over this, I had absolutely no control. I saw I had to have.
Oh. Who is that?
That is the best-looking man left on Earth.
Where can this person be located?
I don't know. I was pushing my cart through Pick and Save, and all of a sudden, I looked up, and there he was. And I said to myself, Charlene, exact words, that is the best-looking man left on Earth. And to top it off, he only cost a buck.
Wait a minute. Look at that logo. That's an Atlanta address.
You think we can actually find him? Just listen to the two of you. You sound like a couple of bloodhounds picking up a scent. I could hang a man on a stick and work you into a frenzy. Hello. No, he's out on a delivery now. May I take a message? Big Blue rolls tonight. Who is this, please? Mr. Victor's dog grooming parlor. I see. Yes, I'll be sure he gets the message.
What was that all about?
I don't know, but I'm certainly going to find out from Anthony when he gets here.
Y'all will never believe what just happened. I'm getting the kids ready for school, and the phone rings, and guess who it is?
The best-looking man left on Earth?
No, my daddy. He's here in Atlanta, or he will be in an hour. I mean, he said he was going to surprise me, but then he decided maybe that wasn't such a good idea. So I'm going to go out and pick him up at the airport, and he's going to be here 4 whole days.
Hey, Joe, that's wonderful.
Well, you know, he hadn't visited me since he and Mama got divorced. He's had this crazy idea that I'm mad at him, but I'm not. Well, maybe I am a little.
4 days? What are you going to do to entertain him?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's kind of a homebody. The days are taken care of anyway. He's here to attend a convention for vets.
I didn't know your dad was in Vietnam.
Suzanne, he's a veterinarian. Don't you know what a veterinarian is?
Of course I know, Julia. What'd you think I thought? Somebody doesn't eat meat? Give me a break. I didn't just come in on the last banana wagon.
It's boat, not wagon.
Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me.
How I hate it when she pummels us with clever repartee.
All right, Joe, you better get going if you're going to meet your daddy's plane.
All right, if you just call Schumacher's about those fringe pillows. I'm so excited. This is the first time Daddy will ever have seen the shop. We'll just grab a little lunch, and then I'll bring him back by here. And if anybody wants to mention that I'm doing a pretty good job here, that would be okay.
Ooh. Mary Jo.
Oh, right.
Get out.
I'm going.
Okay, the van is loaded. I just need to know if I'm supposed to pick up that couch before I take that other stuff out to the Morrisons.
Yes, it's ready. The upholsterer just called. Anthony, I'd like to ask you a personal question. Mr. Victor's dog grooming parlor called and said, Big Blue rolls tonight. Would you care to explain that?
Yeah, well, I was going to mention that to you. See, I had a chance to freelance our van a couple of nights a week because Mr. Victor overbooked the dogmobile. I didn't think you'd mind.
Anthony, are you telling us you've been using Sugar Baker's furniture van as a taxi cab for dogs?
Well, no, it's not a taxi cab. I mean, it's not like I got him on a meter or anything.
No wonder Consuela took one whiff of those drapes you delivered from my son's porch and said they smelled like dog.
Hey, now, I keep that van spotless, and every one of those dogs is housebroken, except for the Great Dane. But I guess if you're a Great Dane, you don't have to be.
Anthony.
Okay, I guess I got a little carried away. You know, when I first got out of prison, I only had one suit to my name. I guess I saw this as an opportunity not only to better myself, but to become an important role model for other delinquent ghetto youth.
How forward thinking of you. I'll be fascinated to see how your riding around in a van full of dogs is going to lead some minority child to the Nobel Prize.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess I also took into account the human factor. Poor Mr. Victor being at one of his more fragile points. After years of being drunk and destructive, he finally joined AA.
Oh, I admire people so much who do that.
Yeah, well, all of us at the grooming parlor are pretty darn proud of him. He's devoting his whole life to it.
That's amazing. Why would anyone want to devote their life to the automobile club?
Suzanne, that's AAA. This is AA, as in Alcoholics Anonymous.
I know that.
Okay, Anthony, you better tell Mr. Victor that he's going to have to be on the wagon without our van.
Hey, I'm out of here. I'll tell Mr. Victor that the deal is off. Hey, who is that?
Just a guy I like.
Yeah? Dude looks wimpy to me. I bet his mama butters his toast for him.
Everybody, I'm sorry we're late. The traffic was just awful, Daddy. I'd like you to meet Julia, who's the captain of our little team here. Julia, this is my dad, Davis Jackson.
How do you do, Dr. Jackson?
Well, how do you do? I'm just awfully glad to finally meet you and get to thank you for taking such good care of my daughter.
Well, we don't have to do much. She takes pretty good care of herself.
That's true. We'll have to take you out and show you some of her decorating jobs.
Daddy, this is Charlene, who used to live next door to me, but I don't believe you met her.
Charlene, it is an honor to meet you. But I must say that Mary Jo failed to do you justice in her description.
Now, Daddy, I told you how cute she was.
Mary Jo cute doesn't even begin to cover it.
Thank you. Actually, she described you a little differently, too.
Oh, how's that?
I don't know. More like a father.
Well, maybe that's because he is my father. Daddy, come on. I want you to meet Suzanne. Daddy.
What?
I want you to meet Suzanne, our other partner.
Oh, I'd love to meet Suzanne. Charlene, I trust I'll be seeing more of you.
Well, I hope so, Dr. Jackson.
Davis, call me Davis.
All right, Davis.
Or you could just call him Dr. Jackson. That's what most of my friends call him. Daddy, I want you to meet Suzanne, our other partner. Suzanne, this is my dad, Davis Jackson. Hello.
Suzanne, my pleasure. Well, now, I don't know what you ladies would attribute this to, but you are the best-looking group of women I have seen accumulated in some time.
Oh, Daddy, is that all you can say, just that we're good-looking?
Well, Mary Jo, I've only known them 5 minutes. It'd be a little hard to commit to anything else right now.
I mean, don't you like the store?
Oh, yes, it's just a dandy, and you all have done a bang-up job here, a bang-up job.
Well, we're still working on it.
Dr. Jackson, I can't tell you what a joy it is to work with your little girl.
That's true. She's the most popular person at Sugar Baker's.
Don't go on. I can't pay you any more than the $25 we agreed on.
I was going to say, it's getting a little thick around here.
Not that Mary Jo isn't a perfectly lovely person.
Well, thank you. Her mother and I have always thought so.
We'll just have a little tea, and then I'll take you by the house, and J.D.'s going to pick us up around 7.
That'll be fine. Then the four of us can go to dinner.
What four of us?
Well, you, this J.D. person, me and my date.
Your date? Who's your date?
Well, I was kind of hoping it would be Charlene.
believe my dad knows how to dance like this. I mean, he used to dance with me before the prom, and he wasn't even very good at the two-step.
Well, he probably didn't try too hard. I'm sure you dance with your daughter differently than you do with a date.
JP, Charlene is not Daddy's date. She's like a chaperone.
Well, she looks like she's chaperoning him pretty good right now.
Well, I'm glad they stopped that fast stuff. Daddy's not used to that. Why, he could have a heart attack.
He doesn't look like he's going to have a heart attack.
J.D., would you stop saying what everybody looks like? I can see he's having a nice time.
So why does that bother you so much?
It doesn't. I don't know. I guess I'm just not used to seeing my dad on a date. I mean, being chaperoned.
Charlene, you know, you remind me of a girl I knew at the end of the war.
You're joking. You mean the big one, WW2?
That's the one.
Oh, I just love that war. Oh, you know, I mean, I'm sorry it had to happen and all that, but I think that was the last time men and women were real romantic. All those men going off to battle. I know if I'd been around then, I would have been the cheapest woman alive.
I doubt that.
No, it's true. I have a weakness for uniforms. So what was this girl like?
Well, everything about her was pretty, just like you. I used to buy her orchids on the black market. She had legs that went on forever, and she was kind. She was very kind to me.
Were you wounded?
Yes. Everyone else in the battalion was killed. I was the youngest one. I lied about my age.
I bet you got the Purple Heart, didn't you?
Mary Jo doesn't even know about that.
You never told her?
Never came up. But I'm not here to tell war stories. I just want to say that I'm having a better time than a fella like me ought to have. And if you get tired of waltzing this old geezer around the dance floor, you just return me to my chair.
No chance.
Well, oh no, I can't believe this. The man has a steel plate in his leg and he's taking up break dancing. Never be able to get back up. Okay, got lucky. Well, Mr. Live and Let Live, you call that just having a good time? Hmm?
What?
Well, look at them. An hour ago, they were dancing like normal people. Now you couldn't get the crack of dawn between them.
You know, Charlene, I don't want this to sound like a line or anything, but did anybody ever tell you that you dance like an angel?
Yeah.
Well, I hate to break up Lawrence Welk and his lovely little champagne lady, but J.D. and I would like to call it a night.
Okay, honey.
All right, I'll leave the key under the welcome mat.
Right. Don't wait up. Night.
Night.
Bye.
Where could they be? It's 1:30 in the morning.
Look, Mary Jo, they're probably still dancing or talking or walking.
Or one of those other words that ends in ing.
So that's what you're worried about, isn't it?
No. Not exactly. It's just that if he lets Charlene see him in his underwear, I will just kill myself. Does that make sense?
Mary Jo, honey. Your dad is a red-blooded all-American male who just happens to be single. Now, that is a fact, whether he's 20 or 80. And I don't think that him being your father is going to stop him from doing anything he wants to do from now on. So you're just going to have to get used to that.
I know. I'm being selfish and immature. I wish I'd never called Patty. It's just going to get her all upset.
You called your sister?
Yeah. While you were in the kitchen. Thank goodness she wasn't at home.
Hello. Yes, isn't it? It's Patty.
Hello, Patty. Thank heaven you called back. Listen, I think Daddy's losing his mind.
This girl that I remind you of, how come you'd never married her?
Well, it's a long story with a sad ending. And I think they're trying to kick us out of here.
She died, didn't she?
How'd you know that?
I don't know. It's obvious you loved her a lot.
Well, I'll tell you, Charlene, I'm a dreamer. And she was a dreamer, and that's what attracted me. I come from a long line of drunken artists and poets and ne'er-do-wells. It's a blessing I met Mary Jo's mother. I'd have never gone back to school.
You know, it's crazy. I can't explain it, but I feel so comfortable with you. I feel like I've known you forever.
Well, I haven't looked in the mirror lately, but I bet I got a big grin on my face, and I want to thank you for putting it there. Thank you for giving me such a wonderful time.
Thank you for being such a wonderful friend.
Oh, I'm so excited. They're going to show Gone with the Wind again on cable. Oh, don't you just love that period of history?
No, actually, my people didn't enjoy the Civil War all that much.
I wish we could go back to the way things were then, you know? People were so polite and genteel. Anthony, have you ever given any thought to calling us Miss Suzanne and Miss Julia and Miss Mary Jo?
No, I can't say that I have.
Morning.
Charlie?
Oh, Julia, I know. I'm sorry I'm late. I overslept.
I'm not surprised after what you've been doing.
Why? What have I been doing?
That is between you and your conscience. All I know is my dad rolled in at 2 a.m. for the third night in a row, and I could still smell your perfume on him.
Well, that's because we went dancing again.
I just want to know one thing. Have you seen him in his underwear?
What? Of course not. What's gotten into you?
I'll tell you what's gotten into me. I'm sick and tired of everybody around here going out with the men in my life. First, Suzanne gets engaged to my ex-husband. Now you're dating my father. What is the matter with you people? Is the man shortage so bad you have to pilfer my drawers? I mean, there are 400 billion men on Earth. Why do you keep raiding my house?
I'll just be out back loading up the truck. Mary Jo, I think you make a very good point.
Mary Jo, I can see you're upset, but nothing happened between your daddy and me. We're just having a nice time.
Well, that's good. Because I know how easy it is for you to fall in love, and I just want you to know that no matter what happens, I'm not calling you Mom.
Well, that's good, too, because I don't want to be your mom. And if you don't believe me that nothing happened with your daddy, then you ask him yourself.
Good, I will. Well, I hope next time you come, you spend a little more time with me.
Now, Mary Jo, I know you're upset about this thing with Charlene.
No, I'm not upset. I just hope you didn't embarrass me.
Now, how would I have done that?
Well, I don't know why this keeps coming to mind, but if, for example, you let her see you in your underwear.
What?
That would embarrass me.
Let me remind you that I am still your daddy. And whether she did or didn't, and incidentally she didn't, is none of your business.
How about prancing around with a woman half your age who happens to be my best friend? Is that my business?
Now, Mary Jo, it's not as if I've been unfaithful to your mother. We're divorced.
Oh, yes, I know. Just wave the magic wand and 32 years out the window.
They're not out the window. I loved your mother, and she loved me. We just grew apart.
Didn't that happen after all that time?
I don't know, baby. But I do know that the more you love someone, the longer it takes. Now, you've been mad at me ever since the divorce, haven't you?
How did you know?
Well, you get that look on your face like your mother.
What look?
That look Eleanor Roosevelt used to have when she came up from the coal mines.
I had just hoped that two of you could stick it out a little bit longer, like forever.
Mary Jo, your mother put up with me just about as long as she could.
But you're not supposed to get divorced. You're my parents.
May I remind you that you are also a divorced parent?
But that's different.
How?
Because when you get old, you're supposed to stay put. Sorry. I know I'm acting like a child. The truth is that
When your parents split up, it hurts.
I know.
No matter if you're 5 or 50.
I know, baby.
I just can't stand thinking about you and Mama throwing away all those years, just wasting them.
Waste? Now, Mary Jo, we loved each other. We had good times. And we could never say anything about waste in the same breath that we were looking at you.
I love you so much, Dad.
I love you too, baby.
Charlene, I want to apologize to you for the way I've been acting. Daddy told me that nothing went on between you two, and I just want to thank you for making him happier than I've seen him in years.
Oh, Mary Jo, you don't have to thank me.
He also said to tell Charlene I'm sending her some black market orchids, whatever that means. Well, obviously you do. You sure nothing went on?
I'm sure.
I want you to close your eyes. I have a little present just to thank you for being such a good friend. It's my way of saying I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. Close your eyes. Okay, open your eyes.
No! Oh!
You asked for him, you got him. The best looking man.
Hi.
Hi.
Tom Clarkson.
Hi. Mary Jo.
Hey, when I apologize, I apologize.
Thank you.